You are listening to the Youngin Podcast, presented by Columbia Media Group. Today's episode is sponsored by Subarizer, your complete onion storage. They can be contacted at Subarizer.com. That's Subarizer with a Z.
This is Dave Alexander with Onion World Magazine, and thank you for listening to the OnionPodcast.com. Today we are talking with Stuart Reitz. We're out in the field at the Malheur Experiment Station, which Stuart will be the new director of starting soon. Is that right, Stuart?
That's right. I'll be starting here November 1st as the director of the station.
Okay. And what are you doing right now? What's your current job?
So currently I'm in the Malheur County Extension Office, also here in Ontario, Oregon, and just provide information to growers or other members of the public on whatever pest problems or other concerns they have. And I also do conduct research trials out here at the experiment station.
And you were saying that your new job, you'll be replacing Clint Schock, and it's more of an administrative type of job?
Well, it has both administrative and research components to it. Clint has been the director here for 34 years, and for those of you who know Clint, I don't know if you can actually replace him, but yes, I'll be stepping into the director's position, which again has that administrative role, but we'll also be doing a number of research trials again here at the station.
So you've got a degree in entomology, right?
I do, yes. I got my PhD in entomology at Clemson University.
Okay. So with that in mind, tell us a little bit about what you see coming down the pike that's going to affect the onion industry.
Mm-hmm. So just in terms of insect management, again, the Treasure Valley does have, it's sort of a hot spot for thrips and iris yellow spot virus. So we'll continue looking at ways to manage thrips and manage the virus that they transmit. We'll be doing some of the same insecticide type trials that I've been conducting here over the last 6 years, and Lynn Jensen did before me. And we'll be adding in some other things to try and bring a more integrated approach to thrips management.
Okay. So you studied at Clemson, and I'm sure you're aware of the Allium leaf miner. Mm-hmm. Right now. One of the things that Oregon did is they made a recommendation to not deregulate the leaf miner. Mm-hmm. What do you know about this newest pest to the onion industry?
So it's a concern, and it has shown up in the Northeast and Pennsylvania. I believe they've also seen it in New York and New Jersey as well. So it's definitely a concern. We do have another type of leaf miner that we will see here in the western U.S. That mines through the leaves. One of the big concerns with the Allium leaf miner is that not only mines through the leaf, but gets down into the bulb itself. So it, you know, has potential direct losses and reductions in quality if they're there. So the more we can do to try and keep it out, as Oregon is making efforts to doing, and to regulate shipments of onions and make sure that they are free of the leaf miner before they would come into the state or things like that. You know, the best way to solve a problem is not to have it in the first place. So if we can prevent its entry into the Northwest, that would just be that much better for the entire industry.
Is there a plan in place to do that, like to keep East Coast onions on the East Coast or anything like that?
So I haven't seen anything specific about trying to monitor or inspect shipments or anything like that. But just being, I think the Oregon Department of Agriculture's perspective is, again, they would like to have that ability to avoid the introduction, you know, if it came to that.
Okay. What advice do you have for current producers right now? Anything you can, tips that you might give them?
Oh, I think there are all kinds of tips. So everybody, you know, there are a number of very experienced growers out there. Here in the Treasure Valley, you know, we're seeing more and more production shift over to drip irrigation. So we definitely encourage growers to, you know, get up to speed on the differences between furrow irrigation and drip irrigation. And, you know, just one of the big things is to not let your onions get stressed. So irrigate them adequately. Don't under-irrigate them. Don't over-irrigate them. Sort of the traditional Goldilocks syndrome. We definitely encourage growers to do as much scouting for thrips. Again, we see large thrips populations here, but it's important for growers to see when they need to make insecticide applications and then to follow up and see how effective those applications were and just try and, you know, develop their management program for their particular situation and see, you know, either what insecticides work well or just how to time those applications.
Okay, let's shift focus a little bit here. Talk about you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What tell us something about yourself that people might find surprising.
So I always ask people if they can figure out where I grew up based off of my accent, and hardly anybody ever guesses that I grew up in the Deep South. So I
wouldn't have guessed that.
Yep. So my family's from New Orleans, and when I was a kid, we moved up and down the Gulf Coast, and I spent a number of my formative years through high school and all in Alabama. I grew up in Mobile.
I would say you definitely do not have an Alabaman.
Yeah. No, so I tell people I'm from L.A., which actually stands for Lower Alabama.
Okay. So when you were growing up, what did you want to be as when you were a child growing up?
Well, I was a big fan of Wild Kingdom and Marlon Perkins. So I had dreams as a kid of, you know,
Mutual of Omaha
capturing lions on the Serengeti or things like that. So I went to grad school. I started studying birds and bird migration patterns. And then I continued on for a PhD just looking at smaller things with wings. So I got interested in entomology and I've been involved in that for ever since.
So what do you like to do? What's on your bucket list?
My bucket list. So I like to travel, go see new places and do new things. I enjoy being here in the Northwest because in the winter time I get a chance to go skiing, and that's always fun.
Are you downhill or cross country?
I actually like cross country skiing a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You get the fun of going downhill plus the fun of going uphill.
That's right.
Yeah.
And a much better exercise as mm-hmm. well. So
yeah.
All right. So what is the most important innovation that you have witnessed in your lifetime? And this can be agriculture related or just in general.
Oh, wow. That's a stumper.
Well, the iPhone, what about in your personal life? How about this? What do you use in your personal everyday life that you couldn't get by without?
Well, I think most people today would probably say their cell phone. You know, and they are amazing devices, you know, you carry around.
Okay, if it wasn't the cell phone, what the one thing not counting the cell phone.
Cell phone.
Because everybody's like you got said, one. Everybody has to have that. One.
Oh, man. That's a challenging question.
Okay, how about this one? If Hollywood made a movie about your life, who would you want to be the lead in it?
Oh. Well, I was always a fan of Robert Redford, so I would take him. So
take Robert Redford. Yeah. Okay. Well, Stuart, I think, do you want to add anything more to our discussion today about the industry or about yourself or maybe how people can contact you?
So they can Google me on the internet if you don't know how to get in touch with me. But my email and my cell phone numbers aren't changing. So if you have my contact information, you can get a hold of me. But I'll be here again at the Malheur Experiment Station, and folks are always welcome to come by, see what's going on out here at the station. And if they have questions about onions or anything else, they're always welcome to get in touch with me. And if I don't know the answer, I will definitely try and help track them down for them.
All right, Stuart. Well, thank you very much for joining us and taking the time to do it today. We'll look forward to talking to you again in the future, possibly. If something comes up, feel free to contact us.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only, and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests, and do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of Columbia Media Group or its affiliates.